USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hasn't made public the evidence used in the decision to kill Iran's top military commander. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. intelligence system needs to be protected.
I'd love to release the intelligence. The reason we don't is because that same intelligence, those same streams and channels are what allow us to protect Americans going forward. So rather than have a short-term political win, release the intelligence and say, I told you so. We want to keep the American people safe going forward. So we're going to be circumspect, but everything the president has said is consistent with, and his interpretation is very consistent with the intelligence, which showed that Soleimani was plotting to kill Americans.
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover after a wave of earthquakes hit last week. Recovery efforts are slow. Thousands still have no water and no power. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.